第六个哈啊，基本教育第六个。
Oh, let's look at a six basic belief. A six basic belief.
This is what 信习教理是与主有份，即教训相爱，圣洁谦卑，服侍饶恕之典礼。对每一个受洗者，要奉主耶稣的名啊，给予洗脚一次。那至于彼此洗脚，必要时亦可行之。
我这个没有英文，我等一下找一下，找英文的。
你那里没有做英文？
没有英文的，英文都用完了。
哦，
那找。How can someone read the English version over there? Yeah.The number six.
We believe that the sacrament of good washing enables one to have part with the Lord, and that it teaches mutual love, holiness, humility, service, and forgiveness. Everyone who has been baptized should have their feet washed once in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The mutual washing of feet can be performed when necessary.
Okay, thank you.啊，一般教会啊，有的有五个典礼，但是我们根据圣经了解啊，我们有三个典礼。
So most churches have five basic sacraments, but according to the Bible, our church understanding is that there's three sacraments that has been, recorded in the Bible.
那典礼就是跟得救有关的仪式。
And what is a sacrament? A sacrament has to do with a person's salvation or eternal life.
典礼要有三个条件。
And in order to be called a sacrament of the Bible, there are three requirements.
第一个就是刚刚提的，与得救有关。
Firstly, is that we perform it because it has to do with our eternal salvation.
那第二个，这个典礼就是，主耶稣做过榜样。
And secondly, the sacrament has to be something that was modeled or set as an example by Lord Jesus Christ.
那第三个就是主耶稣吩咐我们去做。
And the third requirement for a sacrament is that it is something that God specifically or Lord Jesus specifically commanded us to do.
那符合这三个条件就是有三个。
And so actually there's only three sacraments that fulfill these three criteria.
第一个洗礼，它是一个典礼。
So firstly, water baptism itself is also a sacrament.
因为要洗掉我们的罪。
And why is that a sacrament? Because it has to do with our salvation. First of all, it washes and cleanses us of our sins.
所以在洗脚里，我们与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And during baptism, we are buried with Christ, we are raised with Christ, and resurrect with Christ.
那主耶稣做榜样。
And because Lord Jesus has personally set the example,
他也吩咐门徒去帮人施洗。
And Lord Jesus personally commanded the disciples to go and wash and baptize others in His name.
今天我们要查考下照这个顺序洗脚礼，再来是圣餐礼。
So tonight we like to study the two other sacraments, which is foot washing and Holy Communion.
所以婚礼不是典礼。
And that is why a wedding ceremony is not considered a sacrament. Because it is not anything to do with our salvation.
丧礼也不是典礼。
And funerals likewise are not a sacrament.
丧礼是为活人做的。
A funeral or the memorial service is performed for the sake of those who are surviving the deceased.
那个死的人有没有得救都没有关系的。
But it does not affect the eternal salvation of the person who has just passed away.
那第一个洗脚，第二个洗脚礼。
So the second sacrament that we are going to talk about is the foot washing sacrament.
那洗脚礼在圣经只有一章有记载。
The foot washing sacrament is only recorded in one chapter in the entire Bible.
那我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
如果我们有问题，随时可以发问。
If we have any questions, please feel free to interrupt at any time to ask. John chapter 13. John chapter 13, verse 1. This sacrament of foot washing is something that Lord Jesus, who loved us to the very end, demonstrated.
为什么说他爱到底?
Why is it a demonstration or manifestation of how he loves us to the end?
这个爱到底就是爱到他生命的最后一口气。
It is to express to us that he loved us to the last drop of his life.
那从程度上来讲，就爱到他流出最后一滴血。
So in terms of degree of his love, he has loved us to the very last drop of his blood.
如果我们看这个洗脚礼，他怎么做？
So if we look at how foot washing was demonstrated and modeled by Lord Jesus Christ.
第四节，verse 4.
4. And now verse 5.
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with towel with which he was girded.
How? Verse 6.
So in verse 1, it says, Lord Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father. So that is why he performed the sacrament of foot washing before he departed.
那第五节说, 把水倒在盆就洗门徒的脚,然后用手巾来漱擦干。
So in verse 5, he demonstrated the foot washing by first pouring water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet.
所以洗脚里怎么洗呢?就照主耶稣这样洗啊,水倒在盆里洗信徒的脚,然后用手巾来擦干。
So how do we perform foot washing? It's very simple. Just follow Lord Jesus. We pour water into a basin and begin to wash the disciples' feet.
好，那到第六节啊。In verse 6，到了彼得的时候，彼得对主说：“你洗我的脚吗？”这是一个问号。When
it was Peter's turn to be washed with his feet by Lord Jesus, Peter asked a question. He says, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
所以他有一点迟疑啊。
Simon Peter was hesitant to receive the water bath, the foot washing.
所以第八节，彼得说，你永远不可以洗我的脚。So
in verse 8, Peter said to Lord Jesus, You shall never wash my feet.
为什么?
Why?
因为没有说老师弟学生洗脚的。
Because during the custom of that time, a teacher or a master never washes the feet of the disciples.
也没有主人在洗这个仆人的脚。And
again, a master would never wash the feet of his servants.
没有这样的传统文化跟习惯。
This is anti the custom of the culture of the times.
所以他说你不可以洗我的脚。
And that is why it's not acceptable to Peter, and Peter did not receive this foot washing initially.
好，那耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
But then Lord Jesus spoke to Peter and said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
那这个就很严重了哈，跟主无份，当然就是跟主的国就没有份了。
And so then Peter understood this is a very serious matter. If because he did not receive the foot washing, he shall have no part with Jesus, which means he has no part in the eternal kingdom of God.
所以这一节哈就是关键哈。
And that is why verse 8 is the critical factor why we need to have foot washing.
所以主耶稣为什么要洗门徒呢？就是要让他真的跟主有份。
And in other words, why does Lord Jesus require the foot washing of his disciples? Is so that we can all have a part with Lord Jesus Christ.
所以洗礼是洗掉我们的罪。
So we understand from classes before water baptism cleanses us of all of our sins.
洗脚礼是要与主有份。
But for foot washing, it is so that we can have a part with the Lord Jesus.
那圣餐礼是领受主的生命。
And to receive Holy Communion is to receive a part of the life of Jesus Christ.
那我们等一下会讨论。
And we will discuss Holy Communion next.
好，那当主耶稣这样讲哦，这个彼得马上改变。
So as soon as when Peter said this, as soon as when Lord Jesus said this, Peter immediately changed his mind.
说不但我的脚，连手跟头要洗。
Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
所以我们今天接受洗礼的信徒哈，还要再接受洗脚的一次。
And that is why for those of us who have been washed of our sins by the water baptism, we also need to be washed, in with a foot washing.
然后这个教会的工人哈。就是奉耶稣的名代表主耶稣替他们洗脚。
And we also need to have the foot washing be performed by the minister or the worker of God in the name of Jesus Christ to wash our feet after water baptism.
我们在加拿大的温哥华有一个阿富汗的一个姐妹她是回教徒后来在我们教会受洗。
So in Canada, we had an Afghanistan Muslim sister who came to believe in Christ and was received water baptism and also foot washing.
就在教会洗脚礼的时候，忽然间她看到好像这个世界消失了，就看到一个穿白衣服的人在洗她的脚。
And all of a sudden, while she was receiving foot washing, she saw a vision. And that vision, she saw Lord Jesus Christ appear in the chapel and wash her feet. And there was no one else in the whole chapel except herself and Jesus.
洗脚礼完哈，主耶稣不见了那个旁边坐的人，这全部又恢复了。
And then after the vision was over, Lord Jesus disappeared, and then the entire chapel of people was restored.
所以这个洗脚礼哈，就是要与主有份。
And therefore, foot washing is to enable us to have an eternal part with Lord Jesus Christ.
好，那我们如果看这个教材哈。
So we refer to the teaching material.
第一个与主有份。
First one is to have a part with Jesus.
就是约翰十三章第八节。
That is John chapter 13, verse 8.
所以可见哈，这个洗脚是超越风俗的。
We can see that the washing of the feet, foot washing, is something that is contrary to the customs of the time.
如果是风俗我们就不需要做了。
If this is simply a human tradition or custom, it is not something to relating to salvation. We don't need to do this.
比方说中国人过农历新年，这是风俗，不是圣经。
For example,for the Chinese people to observe the Lunar Chinese New Year, that is simply a Chinese tradition. It is nothing to do with salvation.
或者说，在西方来庆祝圣诞节。
It is just likewise in the Western society, they celebrate Christmas. Again, it has nothing to do with salvation. It is simply a culture of the Western civilization.
所以我们就不做了。
And therefore, we do not follow human culture or tradition in the church. We do not celebrate Christmas.
这个西教里不是风俗。
But foot washing itself is not a human tradition or custom.
为什么？因为最不但主耶稣告诉他哈，要与主有份。最后，如果看十七节哈，你们知道这事，若去行就有福了。
Lord Jesus promised in verse 17, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
可见会得福气啊。那风俗来讲啊，跟福气就没有关系。
Now today, if foot washing was simply a human custom, then it would not matter whether or not we did it. But in here it says specifically that if we were to follow and do the sacrament of foot washing, we shall be blessed.
那重要的教训它有几个教训。
Now these are the important teachings and meanings of doing the foot washing sacrament.
所以这个典礼的道理分作两部分，一部分是典礼性跟得救有关，另外一部分是教训性跟灵修有关。
So when we look at a sacrament, we look at two aspects. First, how it has to do with our eternal salvation, and the other part is the spiritual teachings of the sacrament.
但第一个就是教训我们效法主耶稣，爱门徒，爱到底，用这样去爱弟兄。
As far as the spiritual teachings of foot washing, number one is to imitate Lord Jesus to love others as he loved the disciples to the very end of his life.
出于爱，他洗门徒的脚。
It is out of the love of Lord Jesus Christ that he washed the disciples' feet.
让门徒跟他有份。
So that we can have.So his disciples can have an eternal part with his life.
那第二个。
Secondly,
教训我们要保持圣洁，不再走不义的路。
The sacrament of foot washing teaches us to start to live and walk in a holy life, to depart from the life of sins.
所以我们接受洗脚就提醒我们自己，我的脚是主耶稣洗过的。
So after we have received the foot washing sacrament, we ought to remind ourselves, our feet has been sanctified because it has been washed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以要走义路哈，这个不义的路，罪的道路不要走。
So we should no longer walk in the ways of unrighteousness, but walk instead in the ways of righteousness before God.
那圣洁的意思就是分别。
What does it mean to be righteous or holy? It means to be depart and separate from the world.
世界有不同。
It is to be distinct and different from the ways of this world.
我们的生活跟世界不同，这样就是圣洁。
So our lifestyle shall be very different and contrary to the culture of this world.
好，那第三个哈。
Thirdly,
教训我们要谦卑服侍人。
It also teaches us to be humble.And to serve one another in love.
好，我们来看约翰十三章十二节。
Let's look at John chapter 13, verse 12.
十三节哈。
Verse 13.
换谁 ？Florence 来。
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
十四节下面。
Verse 13 to 14.
好，这里主耶稣说：“我是你们的主，是你们的夫子、老师。
So、here,
我洗你们的脚。”
Verse 14, Lord Jesus says, "I'm your Lord and teacher, and I have washed your feet."
所以你们要彼此洗脚。
Therefore, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
这个就是表示说，主耶稣设下一个榜样我们在教会里面呢，要谦卑服侍人。
And this is the example that Lord Jesus has set for us. We need to have humility in the church to serve one another in love and humility.
所以圣经里面在讲在天国里面最大的就是服侍人的。
And that is why the Bible teaches us, whoever is the greatest in the kingdom of God are those who are the servants of others.
因此我们在教会里面没有社会这种阶级或者高低啊。
And that is why in the church we should have no status levels of society. We should not have any hierarchy. anyone who's higher or lower than others.
所以最明显就是我们教会里面没有特别座。
That is why in our church there is no special seat.
不管在社会什么样的人来到教会随便坐，没有特别座位。
And therefore, in the society, you may have a very high ranking status, but when you come to the church, you have no special status. Everyone is the same.
那虽然教会里面有案例一些工人啊，但这是他们在教会服事的职分，不是大小。
So some ministers or workers in the church may have ordination. That means they have been anointed for specific roles and tasks. But that does not mean that they are higher in rank in any way.
一般就是教会的这些案例的人奉耶稣的名替我们洗脚，代表说其实他们是要服事的。
And so when the ministers wash our feet in the name of Jesus Christ,It is to represent that they are the servants, and they serve us in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以在教会里面哈，没有大小的分别，在神的面前，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, in the church or in the kingdom of God, there is no big, great, or small status. Everyone is the same before Christ.
这是洗脚礼的精神。
And this is the spirit of foot washing.
好，那第四个啊，教训我们要效法主。要饶恕别人。
The fourth spiritual teaching of foot washing is to forgive one another and to learn from the Lord to be able to forgive others.
他虽然知道犹大要卖他，他仍然洗他的脚。
And though that Lord Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him, Lord Jesus still washed the feet of Judas.
所以在圣经里面讲哈，如果看第十节下面哈。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净，这是什么意思？
That is why in verse 10, Lord Jesus said to them, "You are clean, but not all of you." So what is this referred to?
十一节，原来知道卖他是谁，所以说不干净啊，就是犹大要卖耶稣啊，这个是有罪的，因此在灵里面就是不干净。
Verse 11 says, For he knew who would betray him, therefore he said, You are not all clean. This is referring to the spiritual status of Judas, that he was not clean spiritually because of his sin.
但是主耶稣还是洗他的脚，用爱心要来感化他。
But Lord Jesus still washed his feet, and so Lord Jesus was using love to touch him.
我们叫敌人来服侍我们，证明我们高一等，这是有人这样做的。
So some people may ask, expect their enemies to wash their feet.
但是，我们去洗那个，对我们不好的人脚，这是没有人做的。
But it is contrary to the ways of this world for us to wash the feet of those who hurt us or who are our enemies.
主耶稣为什么做？就希望能够感化他，从心里饶恕他。
So why did Lord Jesus do this? Why did Lord Jesus wash the feet of someone that he knew was ready to betray him? It is because Lord Jesus wanted to use his love to change and to touch this man to see if he will return to him.
这个也是告诉我们哦，我们教会是一家人，有时候会我们的软弱得罪人，别人软弱得罪我们哦。要常常互相赦免，这样才能够保持一家人。
So that is why it also teaches us in the church we are one family. Sometimes we might be hurt by other people, and other people may be hurt by us. But today, if we have a spirit of the foot washing, which is to mutually forgive one another, wash each other's feet, then this is a spirit mentality that can keep our family unified and intact.
就好像有时候牙齿会咬到舌头啊，你没有说拿一个锤子把牙齿打掉。
So just as our teeth can sometimes bite on our tongues by mistake, but we would not then try to pull our teeth just because the teeth bit our tongue by mistake.
现在还是要合作，因为是同一个身体。
So our teeth and tongue continue to work together as one because they continue to do work together in unity.
那洗脚礼的方法。
So let's talk now about the way of the sacrament of foot washing, how its methodology.
领受洗礼的信徒哦，圣职人员奉耶稣的名给予洗脚一次，使他与主有份。
So foot washing is performed only on the people who have already received baptism. The ministers will wash their feet in the name of Jesus Christ.
好，那至于哈，他一面讲彼此洗脚，就是如果有洗脚的风俗的地方，你要需要的时候，啊，要赦免别人谦卑啊，表示谦卑是可以这样做，但是没有这个风俗的，也就不需要做了啊，只是把他的精神行出来就可以。
So you may be in a society where two people who want to forgive each other, it may be natural for them to wash each other's feet to demonstrate their forgiveness for one another. But of course, this may not be necessary in a church or if it's not in a culture. So after receiving one time foot washing as a sacrament, the other times of foot washing we can do at will.And according to our custom, but most importantly, we want to be able to express the spirit of forgiveness to one another in the church.
好，所以第六啊，洗脚礼有没有什么问题要讨论
？So does anyone have any questions about foot washing? Do you have any questions?
哎，西西，有没有什么问题？没有 ，OK， 好，那我们就进入第七哈。等一下，我们还可以，还有机会。
We can come back to foot washing later. Right now, we're going to study the sacrament of Holy Communion.
好，我们先来看圣经，再回来这个教材哈。
Let's study what it says in the Bible about Holy Communion before we turn back to the teaching materials.
先看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
啊，约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
好，二三十二节。
Verse 32.
对，六章二三十二节啊，三十二节。
John chapter 6, verse 32.
哎，换谁念？哎，陈慧。还没找到，后面关键。好，这里啊，主耶稣在讲有两种粮食。
John chapter 6 verse 32 says there are two types of bread.
啊，一个是啊，摩西赐给你们的。
The first type of bread is the one that Moses gave to them.
哦，那第二个是我父将天上的真粮赐给你，是真粮。
The second type of bread is the my father gives you the true bread from heaven.
哦，那在摩西走旷野的时候，以色列给百姓给他们粮，神给他们粮食叫做玛拿。
So during times when the Israelites were going through the Exodus in the wilderness.What food did they have? They had manna that God gave them and rained down from heaven above.
那 manna 是啊物质的粮食，他们靠着 manna 维持四十年在旷野的生活。
That manna was a physical sustenance that sustained their livelihood for 40 years when they walked in the wilderness.
那我们看四十九节跟五十节。
Let's look at verse 49 and 50.
哦，来换四十九节，来换西西，请你念。
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过吗？还是死了？
好，五十节 ，verse 50 can you read？ 啊，
这是从
不是你一节记一节就可以啊，谢谢。Yeah, verse 50
Can you?
This is the bread that comes down from heaven that one may eat of it and not die.
好，这个地方讲哦，旷野玛拿吃过还是死，到最后都死的。
Verse 49 records the manna that they ate in the wilderness. After eating it all these years, they still died in the wilderness.
那五十节哈，从天上降下来的，叫人吃的就不死。
But in verse 50, it says, "This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die."
哦，所以让人吃的不死，这个叫做真粮。
So, what is the bread that After you eat of it, you will not die. That bread is called a true bread.
然后世界上哪里有这样的粮食呢?
Where can we find this true bread in this world so that when we eat of it, we will not die?
51节
Verse 51.
我
是从天上降下来生命的粮，人
不
吃这个粮就不永远活着。我所要吃的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命。
好，这里好，谢谢。这里主耶稣就自我介绍了，我是从天上降下来生命之粮。
Verse 51 says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven."
好，如果吃下这粮就永远活着。
If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
那怎么吃？耶稣是粮，怎么吃它呢？
So if today Jesus Christ is that bread that we can eat of forever, how can we eat of him?
那下面就说，我要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人生命所赐的。
And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Verse 51.
那五十二节这个犹太人就争论说，这个人怎么把他的肉给我们吃呢？
Verse 52, the Jews quarrel among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?"
我们怎么可以去吃别人的肉呢？
How can we eat the flesh of another human being?
原来主耶稣讲如果五十六节
So verse 56, Lord Jesus explains.
吃我的肉，喝我血的。就藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
Lord Jesus says, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him."
原来就是主耶稣要钉十字架以前在逾越节里面他办的圣餐。
So what is he referring to? He's referring to the Passover feast that he performed before he was crucified.
那我们现在就看哥林多前书十一章对圣餐的一个很详细的解释。
Let's turn now to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, which is a very detailed study of what happened when Lord Jesus performed Passover.
哥林多前书十一章。二十三节来 Florence 从你开始
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23
我当日传给你们的原是从主里设的就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来
二十四
就是就拨开了说这是我的身体
好，二十五节，那也陈辉。
Verse 25。
好，好，二十六节的，谢谢，请。
Verse 26。
逾越节主耶稣办圣餐他拿一块饼祝谢擘开说这是我的身体
On the day of Passover Lord Jesus performed Holy Communion and when he broke the bread he said this is bread this is my flesh eat of it
那这个这是我的身体有三种解释
So when he said take eat this is my body there are three interpretations of what he's saying
天主教的解释就是说在物质上这已经变成主耶稣的身体
The Catholic Church interprets it to mean that the bread physically transforms to the flesh of Jesus
那一般的新教改革中他就说这是象征主耶稣的身体
And most Protestant churches will interpret this to mean that the bread symbolizes the body of Christ.
那对我们来说圣灵感动我们我们的解释说在灵里面这是主耶稣的身体。
But the third interpretation as the Holy Spirit has given True Jesus Church the understanding, which means when Lord Jesus says this is my body, is that the bread after being consecrated actually spiritually changes into the flesh of Jesus.
它不是肉物质上没有改变。
Physically, the bread does not transform to the flesh of Jesus.
也不是象征。
And secondly, it is not a symbolic gesture only of the flesh of Jesus.
在灵里是主耶稣的身体。
But in true fact, in spirit, the bread transforms to the flesh of Jesus.
这个是奥秘啊。
And this is in itself a mystery. 比方
说洗礼。
For example, in water baptism.
你如果眼睛看，我是在水里面洗呀。
If you look with your naked eye, you can see it's just simply water.
哦，但是圣经里面说，我们也在主耶稣的宝血里面啊，约翰一书这样写，洗礼啊。
But the Bible says in 1 John that we are actually baptized in the blood of Christ.
哦，那个主耶稣的宝血就是我们照圣经的话去做，有圣灵运行。我们奉耶稣的名去洗礼的时候，主的宝血就在灵里面显现。
So when we follow the methodology and the way the Bible has taught us, when we follow the way that's prescribed and modeled by Lord Jesus Christ, then in doing so, the Holy Spirit will bring the blood of Jesus into the water. So when we're baptizing, we're actually baptizing in not just water, but also the blood of Jesus through the miracle that the Lord Holy Spirit performs.
在全世界的基督教界里面，只有真耶稣教会的看法是这样，也只有真耶稣教会真的有人洗礼看到耶稣的宝血。
We can confidently proclaim that there is no other baptism of any other church in this whole world that proclaims the same water baptism that we preach according to the Bible, which is the true baptism with the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. And that is why in our church, there are visions of testimonies everywhere around the world that people witness blood of Jesus in the water baptism.
好像中国大陆、美国、非洲、欧洲，到处都有人看到，又不是每一个人看到。
In our church, all over the world, not everyone sees it, but there are many cases in countries around the world, India, China, Europe, America, Africa, anywhere, people have experienced visions of blood in the water through water baptism.
那这里主经过注解在灵里面是主耶稣的身体。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. Similarly, when we receive and partake of the Holy Communion bread, in spirit, after consecration, through the work of the Holy Spirit, it spiritualizes into the flesh of Jesus.
所以这里讲他说这是我的身体。
And that is why here it says, take, eat, this is my body.
那回到那个我们刚刚读的约翰六章主耶稣的身体就是要让我们得永生。
And going back to John,
chapter
6, that is why Lord Jesus says,Eat of my flesh, for I am the true bread of life.
我们刚读过了。
And that's in John chapter 6.
那领受圣餐的目的
So what is the purpose of receiving Holy Communion?
这里讲得很清楚，为的是纪念我。
It is to remember Lord Jesus.
就是纪念主的死。
It is to remember the death of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为有主死，我们才有圣餐可以领受。
Because only when Lord Jesus died for us can we receive the Holy Communion.
那主的死就是他的爱最高的表现。
And the death of Lord Jesus Christ is the epitome of His love.
所以领受圣餐就是要纪念主的爱。
So receiving the Holy Communion is to receive and remember the love of Jesus Christ.
在这个教义上来讲，是要让我们领受主的生命，末日可以复活。
But the Bible also says the purpose of receiving Holy Communion is so that we may have the eternal life of Jesus when we eat of His flesh, so that He will raise us up in the last day.
然后在教训上，就是要让我们纪念神的主的爱。
Now, spiritual teaching-wise and life application is to teach us that we need to receive and remember the love of Jesus and how He died for us.
那我们现在看第七哈。
Let's look at number 7.
我们可以一起来念。
In the materials.
信圣餐为纪念主死，同领主肉、主血，与主联合，能得永生。在末日复活的典礼， 要时常举行，但必须用一个无酵及葡萄汁来举办。好，这个就是从。
Jenny, can you read that in English?
第七。
Enables us to partake of the flesh and blood of the Lord, to be united with Him, to be able to receive eternal life, and to resurrection the last day. The sacrament should be held often. Only one Sunday, bread and grape juice should be used.
好，这个第一个哈，为纪念主的死。
The first point is to remember the Lord's death.
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
纪念主为我们成为贫穷。
Firstly, remember that Lord became poor for our sakes.
所以，哥林多后书八章说，我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
That is why it says in Second Corinthians that by his poverty we're made wealthy.
就是得到救恩以后，在灵，我们在神的里面有丰盛，得到丰盛。
It means that after we have received salvation from Lord Jesus Christ, we have received abundance and richness spiritually through Christ.
好，那第二个哈。
Secondly,
纪念主为我们受鞭打。
Point two, remember that Lord Jesus received was wounded with stripes or whipping because of us.
钉十字架以前哈，被鞭打。
We know that Lord Jesus was flogged and whipped.Before he was crucified.
纪念主为我们被钉十字架。
Third point, to remember how Lord Jesus was crucified, nailed on the cross for our sakes.
第四，纪念主为我们尝了阴间的滋味。
Point four, to remember how Lord Jesus tasted death in Hades for us.
所以这个叫做你要圣餐礼哈，要纪念主的死。
And this is to mean that Lord Jesus tasted death, and that's why we commemorate his death.
那圣餐是统领主肉主血。
Section 2b, receiving a holy communion is to receive the flesh and the blood of Jesus.
第一个
First point.
相信祝谢之后的饼就是主的肉葡萄汁就是主的血。
We believe that after the Holy Communion has been consecrated, the bread becomes spiritualized into the flesh of Jesus, and the grape juice becomes spiritualized into the blood of Jesus.
物质上没有变哈，在灵里面。
Physically, it does not change, but spiritually, it has become the flesh and blood of Jesus.
那领受圣餐就是与主联合。
So point two, to receive Holy Communion is to be united with the Lord.
那领受圣餐能得永生，末日得以复活。
So if we are able to receive the flesh and blood of Jesus, we will be able to receive eternal life, and we shall be raised on the last day.
那谁可以领受呢？
So who are those who can receive the Holy Communion?
接受赦罪的洗礼，罪得洁净，我们才能够领受这个圣餐。
Only those who have received water baptism to have their sins washed away can receive the holy communion that has been prepared by the Lord.
那第三个。
Third point.
举办圣餐的方法。
What is the methodology of holy communion?
第一个是用一个无酵饼。
Firstly, we only use one unleavened bread.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
十七节。
Verse 17.
换谁啊？伊莲念过了哈。OK， 好，那 Florence。
我们虽多人是一个饼，239面。我们虽多人是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
好，这个地方讲一个饼。不管多少人，就是用一个饼，祝谢以后才把它擘开来。
Verse 17, for we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread, which means that no matter how many people we are, we will only use one single bread because it represents the one body of Christ.
所以用这个像 biscuit 一个人一个这个跟圣经讲的就不一样。
And so we shall not use one wafer or one biscuit per person in Holy Communion because that does not match the teaching of the Bible.
好，我们再看哥林多前书五章六节到八节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6.
六节到八节。
Verse 6 to 8, 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6 to 8.
好，第七节。好，第八节，哎，谢谢。所以这个告诉我们，这个孝代表罪啊，所以哦，用真正的无孝饼。
So this leaven represents sin. So we shall use the true unleavened bread.
哦，所以也不是用面包。
So we do not use
无孝饼。
Actually, we don't use normal everyday bread. We use unleavened bread.
好，那第二个哈，用一壶的葡萄汁。
Secondly, we use a jar of grape juice. In Mark chapter
14,
verse 25.
Mark chapter 14,
verse 25. Mark chapter 14, verse 25.
这也是葡萄汁的哈。
So here you can see that it is the grape juice, the fruit of the vine.
啊，那直到在神的国喝新的日子。
So we shall drink it new in the kingdom of God.
因为这个葡萄酒有经过发酵，我们刚刚讲那个酵就代表罪，所以是用葡萄汁。
Why is it that we use the juice of the grape and not the wine of the grape? Because the wine has gone through fermentation. So as we read before, fermented things with yeast represents sin.
那这样好，领受圣餐，一方面领受主的身体，主的生命在我们里面，末日可以复活，第二，纪念主的爱，让神的爱感动我们，让我们来为他而活。
So when we receive the Holy Communion in one hand, we receive the blood and flesh of Jesus so we can have eternal life, so that we can be raised on the last day. On the other hand, we are remembering and commemorating the sacrifice and how Lord Jesus suffered for us and his love for us.
好，我们还有十分钟哈，来讨论这两个西交礼跟圣餐礼有没有什么要需要。
So the final 10 minutes, you can ask any questions about these two or any other questions you may have.
脚上有尘土，对，那我们这边也看到了，但我觉得看不出来这个洗脚礼与得救有关，然后也没有看到主定义，主是要吩咐门徒的行，好像更像我们讲的这些教训，就是说里面代表的意义。
嗯，
对，那我也想说，如果洗过一次脚，但是之后又没有把这四点主教训我们的常常记在心里，常常实行在生活中。对，我就是不知道说，我觉得好像跟得救有关这一点和对，又是主的定吩咐我们要把它变成一个 sacrament 嘛，这样我觉得圣餐那 受浸一个人当然是次性的吧，然后那个就是说受浸和圣餐，我想主
比较清楚，
对，比
较
清
楚。
那这个洗脚里我就看不出说，第三点，但是第二点那个设立榜样，我想是非常清楚。
现在那个因为我们如果看十三章
The question is, the sister here asks, I'm not very clear how foot washing has to do with our eternal salvation. To me, it looks like it's just a custom of that time. So how is it that you're saying that foot washing has to do with our eternal life? It's not very clear to me about that.
我们一般在我们教会我们就根据第八节。
In our church, understanding is according to John chapter 13, verse 8.
彼得说你不可以洗我的脚，耶稣说我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Peter, Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
所以那个脚要主耶稣本身亲自洗过，这样跟主有份。
So how can we have a part with Jesus, which means eternal life with Jesus? It has to be washed by Lord Jesus Christ himself.
然后接下去才讲一些属灵的教训。
And then we talk about the spiritual teachings of the sacrament.
然后最后十七节。
And verse 17.
知道这事去行就有福了。
And verse 17, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
所以这个去行就是第一个包括我们刚才讲那个属灵的教训，那第二个也包括亲自奉耶稣的名这个洗脚本身，与主有份。
So, actually, when we wash, the ministers wash our feet in the name of Jesus Christ, it is actually the Spirit of Lord Jesus that's washing our feet, and that is why it becomes elevated to a even more, it's a higher level.Which means the sacrament has to do with our eternal life.
Okay. 我们从圣经的了解。
我可不可以补充一下？就是说我有听过一个传道讲说，这个份你只要去看新约的圣经，这个字其实是很特别的。那这个份就是你怎么知道这个份这个 part？ 它的原文其实是在启示录用的这个份。这个份有两个地方在启示录用，一个是那个份是跟那些没有得救的人他们的份，就是在火炉里哈。然后他还有讲另一个份，就是说这些人得救的人是跟主耶稣有份，可以进天国永生的。所以其实这个份这个字是在指永生的份。那为什么我们教会跟人家不同？就是一样，就是说其实这是圣灵亲自洗我们的脚。奉主耶稣的名洗我们脚，不是那个人，是耶稣。那一般教会没有圣灵，就没有这个这只是一个仪式。那你一般教会可以这样洗，可是也没有用，因为他没有圣灵。可是因为今天我们是用奉主耶稣圣名，而且那个人有圣灵帮你洗脚，就是等于像主耶稣洗你的脚。他们有用，有些有，可是不是圣灵洗你的脚，所以。没有用，没有办法有主耶稣的永远的份。
绝大部分的教会没有洗脚，对，天主教有了，就是教皇一年一次有几个信徒先选好的象征性的这样做榜样。那其他我到现在没有听过有洗脚的教会。
所以主要的是要有圣灵。
对，
圣灵是关键。
I have my own, what my church teaches is slightly different. So,
The sequence of the sacraments is his question. 所以他现在问了一个很好的问题。他是说这个顺序有关系吗？你假如说先洗礼，还是先洗脚，还是先领圣餐礼？这个顺序是不是有什么可以跟我们解释一下？
一般哦，洗礼是洗掉我们的罪。
In general, the first sequence is to have receive water baptism to first wash away our sins.
那罪是我们跟神阻隔，所以这个先罪拿掉，跟神复合，因此这个是第一个。
The first step we need to do is to remove the barrier of sin between us and God, so we can be reconciled, we can be restored back to the sonship with God. So without doing that first critical step, we cannot do other steps.
那也因为洗礼，我们变圣洁，才能领受圣餐。
It is through the washing of the blood, through water baptism, we become sanctified, become covered by the blood of Jesus, so that we have the status of holiness that we can now partake in the Holy Communion or the full wash.
那一般洗脚礼就是跟着洗礼。
And in general, the full wash immediately follows the water baptism.
洗礼完罪得赦免，在洗脚礼与主有份。
So as soon as we have been washed clean by the water baptism, we wash our feet so that we can have a part with Lord Jesus. Then we partake the Holy Communion. Mm-hmm. That is our usual sequence.
Okay, let me, just to understand it slightly better. So let's say a kid actually started growing. He is not probably understanding really what church is, what God is, everything. So at some point he actually learned. And he gets baptized, and he also gets his feet washed. After that, he probably still goes through different turmoils, and he would definitely forbid God, as any student would. And then what happens to him? He has to restart it, or is it just a cleansing process at that point? Because the Spirit lives with everybody. It's just not, it's not about the Spirit at that point. It's about how can I be refreshed, sort of. Most of the churches go for the Holy Communion process just for the cleansing act on the other hand, but that at least in my part of India, they go through another baptism with a different sense of beliefs to reinforce the spirit.
他的问题很好，他就是说，譬如一个小孩子小的时候就已经受洗，他已经干净了，然后他现在又在洗，他已经洗脚了，然后吃圣餐礼。可是或许他长大的时候他又犯罪，那时候呢，照他的自己的教会以前的想法是说，他们或许又在吃圣餐礼就会干净了，还是他们想说他们又在洗礼一次，他们又会再干净？所以到底是，假如说一个人信了受洗以后，那接受这些圣礼以后，他是怎么样在更新呢？他是怎么样？他只要在犯罪的时候再一次的跟神恢复他的信仰呢？那他自己的想法是说，大家都有圣灵，所以大家就可以得救。那到底是怎么样更新得救？
照圣经来说
，According to the Bible，
洗礼只有一洗。
There is only one baptism the whole entire life.
就是照着圣经赦罪的洗礼方式只有一种。
That is, if you actually receive the one baptism, the true baptism that cleanses your sin according to the Bible, you need to be washed only one time.
但是如果我们以前洗礼没有照完全照圣经。我们还是要再洗礼一次。
However, if the baptism that we have received in the past is not in accordance with the Bible, then that is just a baptism of repentance. We need to be washed again so that we actually receive the proper baptism that can cleanse away our sin.
所以使徒行传十九章以弗所教会其实洗礼两次。
And that is why you see the record in Acts chapter 19 that the church in Ephesus, they received baptism actually twice because the first one they received was not complete. It did not wash away their sins, so they were washed again.
那如果我们接受的洗礼是赦罪的洗，祷告一定会得圣灵。
Now, if we have actually received the baptism, the true baptism that can cleanse away your sin, the Bible promises that we shall surely receive the promised Holy Spirit.
那如果我们接受圣经里面的一洗，那以后犯罪怎么办呢？约翰一书说要悔改。
Now the question comes, after we have received the one baptism according to the Bible to cleanse us of our sins, what happens when we sin again? According to 1 John chapter 1, we need only to confess our sins, and he is faithful and just to cleanse our sins again, but simply through prayer and confession. And then the fountain of blood shall be there to continue to wash us again and again. The Bible promises us, after we've been baptized, that fountain is open for us to wash us continually, so that every time we confess, it is there to we can access to wash us again and again. Is that clear? And that's why it says, Titus
3:5.
That is why it says in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Let's turn to Titus 3, 5.
Because we have a previous section. This is the second time you join our...
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So we can arrange another time. We go back to the Holy Spirit and water baptism with you in depth. Yeah, you can understand deeper. Yeah.陈慧怎么样？先听得清楚吗？没关系的啊，慢慢来。 有没有其他的问题？没有，我们就要结束。Anyone
with more question? If you question now.
我还有几个圣经还没有讨论。
We still have the basic beliefs that several we have not talked about before.
独一真神。
We have the one true God, the Holy Bible.
神跟
The relationship with God and Jesus Christ, salvation, and second coming, we have not discussed.
下一次是哪一个日子？现在是我两个礼拜不在。Okay,
so in two more weeks.
Yeah.
Two more weeks.
好，我们就暂且祷告结束。 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Rrrr. Rrrr. Rrrr.